Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Five former players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame spent at least part of their careers with the New England Patriots. The latest group named to the Hall of Fame last night includes another one-time Patriot. Junior Seau was a linebacker for the Patriots, the Miami Dolphins, and the San Diego Chargers. WBUR's Doug Tribou reports Seau will enter the Hall of Fame posthumously 3 years after taking his own life.
Junior Seau played on three NFL teams, but was admired around the league. Former Dallas Cowboys linebacker Ken Norton Jr. saw a lot of Seau in joint preseason practices with the San Diego Chargers. Today, Norton is a coach for Seattle. He tells stories about Seau to inspire his players.
And I remember vividly how, you know, Junior Seau was in his heyday. He used to practice against our offense, and as the offense lined up, he would always just point out to where the ball's going. The ball's going to the right. It's a stretch play to the right. And sure enough, it'd be a stretch play to the right. And then they come out again. It's a power to the left. And sure enough, it'd be a power to the left. And he'd run through and make the tackle.
Seven members of the 2015 class for the Hall of Fame were in Arizona last night to be introduced. But one was not.
Simply one of the greatest linebackers of all time. Over a 20-year career, he was named to 10 straight All-Pro teams and 12 straight Pro Bowls. The late, great Junior Seau.
Seau committed suicide in 2012 at the age of 43. An autopsy revealed that he suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a disease associated with repetitive brain injuries. His family has filed a wrongful death suit against the NFL. After the Hall of Fame announcement, Seau's son Tyler told reporters the selection comes with mixed emotions.
This is a huge honor for our family. It's definitely with a heavy heart accepting this, because it should be him. You know, he should. Well, he is here with us right now, and emotionally, it's tough.
You know, I'd say the one word that comes to me when I think of Junior and football are passion.
Bill Belichick coached Seau in New England during the linebacker's final four seasons in the NFL.
First guy in the building in the morning, watching film, lifting weights, always loved to practice, flying around on the practice field, energy before the game, on the sideline, during the game, emotional player, but a smart player. Very supportive of his teammates. I mean, everybody in the locker room loved Junior.
Seau shares a connection with the other coach in this year's Super Bowl as well. Although they were there at different times, he and Seahawks coach Pete Carroll are linked through the University of Southern California. Seau played for USC and Carroll later coached there. Carroll says Seau's larger-than-life personality came through on the field.
The style of play that he brought to the league, he was so aggressive and took chances and was a big risk taker. We look at him, you know, that when you had to coach against him, because he would always try to find a way to run through and make a play in the backfield, and then he'd celebrate like crazy and try to get every ounce out of the moment.
The other members of the class of 2015 include Pittsburgh running back Jerome Bettis, Oakland and Los Angeles Raiders receiver Tim Brown, and Charles Haley, a defensive force for San Francisco and Dallas, who is the only five-time Super Bowl champion in NFL history. Seau's son Tyler says his father didn't worry about being honored for his career.
He never really needed an award to solidify how good he was. You know, this kind of stuff was more for his family, for his mom, his dad, his brothers, just to make them proud, make his family proud. For him, he knew what work he put in. So he knew where he was and where he stood amongst these men, and you know, he's rightfully in.
On August 8th in Canton, Ohio, Seau's family will have yet another chance to be proud of him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou in Phoenix.